Tower 4, FMC.
Standing by for the net.
For FMC, this is KO4HX.
How are you doing?
Just heading home, getting ready for the net to start on here about 9 o'clock.
Four or five more minutes and it'll kick off. Yeah, not too bad. Where are you working at, Patrick?
Started teaching troubled youth up at the Job Corps in Brevard, which is where I live. But right now I'm on the way back from a radio club meeting, Christmas party.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I didn't see an announcement about that, but it would have been fun to go to. That would have been my first radio club meeting, but I guess I got to join first.
To join, you could go. It was tonight. I can't remember. They're having a Christmas dinner. I can't remember where. I think it was tonight down in Greenville. The one I went to was over here in Columbus, North Carolina, the T-Bar Club.
Copy that. Okay. Yeah, I'm in Simpsonville, so it's one over here in Greenville is the easiest one for me to get to.
Greg, he read me KR4, he did it. It was at Golden Corral.
That, it was at the Golden Corral on 291. Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the extra information.
This evening.
At home, sitting on my makeshift base. Basically, I got a handheld dual band walkie-talkie, and I've got it connected up to a Nelson roll-up indoor antenna. So it's hanging by the window, and apparently it reaches out to the repeaters real nice.
Or have good line of sight of several repeaters.
Yes, sir. I can talk over to the Spartanburg repeater, quite easily. I get the Paris Mountain stuff. I'm getting up to the Caesar's Head stuff, which really surprised me, but I'm happy with that. And I haven't had too much success going out to the repeaters to the west of me.
Probably a little more in the way. But you might want to see if you can get into the 146.640 machine up here in Hendersonville. It's got a pretty good line of sight at Simpsonville.
640?
That has a tone of 91.5.
The tone was again?
The tone is 91.5.
The split, I'm assuming, is a plus or minus 600K?
Yeah, I think it's a minus on that one.
That'll be fun to try. I'll get it loaded up on my repeater book and get it uploaded into the radio. Give it a test try.
Out of here and let Duncan take the net. KO4HKX. Clear.
Hi, Patrick. Talk to you later. This is KR4FNC. I'm clear. Go ahead, Brick.
CQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is owned, the repeater has an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net, if so, call KO4JKP. Heard, but I will pass along information that Mark, KQ4WHN, had mentioned on his net last Tuesday, that they're doing a 10-meter gathering every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. I guess that's mostly upstate South Carolina. It's trying to make local contacts on 10 meters every Tuesday at 7:30. And if you're interested in that, that frequency is 28.445 in that area. Start there. So Mark is starting a simplex net. That's a 2-meter simplex net. He says he's going to do the next one December 2nd, which is tomorrow night. That's, again, Tuesday, same day as the 10-meter. But it'll go after the 10-meter. They're going to convene here on this repeater at 8 p.m. before you break off and try to do some simplex contacts on 146.520. That's tomorrow night, 8:30. The roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then check in with EchoLink, then we go to the RF section. Starting with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4, PLT, that's Richard, in Pendergrass, Georgia. KF4CKT, John in Honey Pass, South Carolina. KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia. KE4VGN, Richard in Greenville, South Carolina. Then N4UYB, Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. So welcome N4DFM, Tony in Richmond, Virginia. AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Then K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. Then KO4ZEW, Ben in Malden. Then NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville. So welcome KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. ZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KG4PFI, Don, along with Linda, KG4QL2, let's try that again. KG4QLQ, and they're in Piedmont, South Carolina. Welcome KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. And last is KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley, South Carolina. Well, that's it for our pre-net check-ins. Now let's check in with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call net control.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4, RJN, that is John in Brown Summit, and we have you down for a comment. And there's, I see another EchoLink station, but we'll come back to you. Maybe you're getting organized over there. So let's start off with the RF section. Tonight is Monday, and that is Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Turn on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That is Patrick. I am mobile here in Penrose, about 5 minutes from the house, but I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling that, Duncan.
4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Duncan. Stay warm and stay dry.
4JKV. Please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie.
My name is Rick. I'm in Jacksonville. I'll be negative and negative, but standing by.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4ATW is the Chuck in Campobello, and he's negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX, that's Patrick, one of our net controllers, mobile, heading to Penrose. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Candler, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, Harry, and I plan on staying warm and dry. Next, we'd like to welcome KR4FNC. That's Rick in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick. Then we'd like to welcome KR4ETW. That's Chuck in Campobello. Thanks for checking in, everybody. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV. Move on to India Through Lima, I Through L, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
JKV. I hope you and your family are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Duncan, thank you so much for calling the net. I hope you and your family are doing real well and hope you had a good Thanksgiving. No traffic, no comment.
JKV, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. And everybody have a good night. Stay warm. Stay alive. 7-3.
04JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And we had a pretty good Thanksgiving here. I hope you did. And Sid runs a net every Sunday night on the Bear Wallow Mountain Repeater in Western North Carolina. That's each Sunday night at 8 p.m. That frequency is 146.640. The tone of 91.5 every Sunday at 8. A lot of people on this net joins it on his net. It's a very good net. If you want to give 6 meters a try, Sid holds a net every Friday at 9 p.m. on 6 meters, and that would be Friday at 9 p.m. at frequency 53.130 with a tone of 100. So, haven't been on 6 meters. I haven't made a 6-meter contact, so it might be something I'm interested in. But thanks for checking in tonight with us, Sid. Welcome, KK4JBQ. That's Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Always good to hear you, Larry. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group, call KO4JKV.
Testing, testing. Lee, I see you are signed in. Can you hear me?
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, let's see. I think there's evidence of someone on Echolink. So let's try to get some Echolink stations checked in. If you're on Echolink and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Good. So we'll just put a little placeholder in that, and let's see, where are we all? A very fine group here is My Through Papa, M Through P, call KO4JKB.
4JKB? Duncan, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomite 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4JKV, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4. Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lord, I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. That's Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're in Piedmont, South Carolina. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec in West Shoals. Thanks for checking everybody in. Then we'd like to welcome KO4 PXB. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4JKB. Check in back with Echolink. I see another station popped up there. So Echolink stations, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
KO4JKB, Duncan, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, no traffic, no table.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. Good to hear you tonight, Stephen. All right, let's move on down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB. Good evening, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative negative, sir.
4JKB. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, and Liberty, and hello, Dom.
Good evening, Chris.
Control.
Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, operator name is Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar, QTH is Taylor, South Carolina. I will be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan. Hello to everybody listening.
KB, please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike Victor, KK4SMB, Dale in Ellenboro. Hope everybody has a wonderful evening. Thank you for calling the net.
Paul, in Whiskey 1, Romeo Papa Golf, Mobile in Motion. My name is Bob. On my way back from the Blue Ridge Club holiday gathering tonight, on my way home to Piedmont. Happy holidays to all. W1RPG Mobile.
JKV. Kilo India 4, Sierra November Whiskey, KI4SNW, Matt. Located in Lula, Georgia. Nothing to nothing, but I am interested in those 6-meter numbers, so I'll hang around and listen. Go 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. And then KU4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Then KV4RV. That's Ross in Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, Ross. And then KK4SMV, that's Dale in Ellenboro. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then W1RPG, Bob, mobile down there in Piedmont, heading back from the holiday gathering. Stay safe out there on the mobile. From KI4SNW, that's Matt, and I believe Lua, Georgia. And, yeah, I have those numbers right here for that 6-meter net. It's each Friday night at 9 p.m. It's 6-meter net, Friday at 9. And that frequency is 53.130. 53.130. And the tone is 100. 100.0. And I guess it's going to be the standard offset. I don't have it written down here. But that'll get you in the ballpark. So were you able to copy that, Matt?
Thank you so very much. I didn't mean to interrupt the net check-ins, but thank you for that information.
But all that's what I'm here for, to pass traffic and get information into the ears that want that information. So, but 73 KI4SNW, This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see if there's any more stations in the Quebec through Tango group. Call KO4JKV. Sound down to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z.
JKV. JKV. And everyone on the net, please check in. And 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
KV. Check in, Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo, Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Hey, KV. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
KV. Could you please check in? KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Yankee Oscar Oscar Clint in Honeypath. And I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KE4ZHF. At Keith, I believe you were Columbus, North Carolina. You're kind of breaking up. But I know you're down there. I got that on your QRZ page. And I think you're mobile. So if you're mobile, just be careful out there. And thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Shane in Cleveland, and Shane did a great job running the net the other night. That was fun to listen to. Seemed like you had a good time, and I hope you do it more often. We'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight, Tommy. From KO4WTQ, that's Greg and Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Greg. And then KQ4YOO, that's Clint and Honeypath, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Clint. Any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. And KQ4WHN. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel in November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4WHM. That's Mark in Greer, one of our net controllers. Good to hear you tonight, Mark. And Mark, I mentioned those gatherings that you had mentioned last Tuesday. And it was the 10 meters is tomorrow night at 7:30. It's a 10-meter gathering tomorrow night, 7:30, and it's 28.445. And then I believe the same night tomorrow at 8:30, you're doing the simplex, 2-meter simplex net. And if you have any extra information, feel free to give it to us now if you're free.
Affirmative, sir. Affirmative. We're going to do a simplex net tomorrow night at 8:30. If you want to join in and see who you can reach via simplex. Well, we're going to start here on the repeater, and then we're going to just reach out on 146-520 and see who we can reach out to.
Sounds good, Mark, and I'll definitely see if I can hear anybody. I don't know if I'll be able to reach anybody up here, but sounds good. Thanks, Mark. We'll break with KQ4WHM. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now let's go to Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary. And he brings along his wife, Joy. K3JOY, and they're in Easley, South Carolina. Night net around here, and on Wednesday nights is a swap net. So if you have anything radio related you want to buy or sell, that's a good meeting place every week is the Wednesday net. All right, let's see. Let's go ahead and open it up to the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Call KO4JKB.
Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4 IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative. Appreciate you calling in tonight. Thanks a lot.
Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4 FHX. Jamie and Gaffney, I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. 73s to all.
KO4 JKB. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan, and good evening to all on the net.
KO4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4 IPB. That's Paul in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Paul. And then KR4 FHX. That's Jamie and Gaffney. Good to hear you tonight, Jamie. And then KR4 EEE, that is Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Greg. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. 4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net, with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag twos. And tonight we have one on the stump. That is our friend John, KN4RJN, in Brown Summit, North Carolina. How's it going, John?
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Well, it's, you know, going. What can I say? Let me get this out of the way to start with. It's going to be messy this week. There are several X-class flares and a coronal hole pointing at us, and our chances for a mild to radio blackout are 80 to 70% over the next 3 days, mild to moderate. And anything greater than that, we've got about a 30% chance over the next 3 days. So radio communications could be a little noisy for the rest of the week. Just letting you know, the sun is doing its thing. It had an area that was pumping out some flares here a week or so ago, and that has rotated around and come back, and it is pushing some really nasty stuff our way, so it could be a little noisy over the week. Other than that, let's see. Let's take... This is KN4RJN. Our December meteor shower is the Geminids. And it will max on December 14th at 0300 Eastern Time. And it is the show of the year that you don't want to miss, if at all possible. It has a zenith hourly rate of 150 or higher. It will be located close to Castor in Gemini, who is the radiant. And if you don't know where Castor is, go out and find Orion, which is right now in the east, fairly low in the sky. Left of him is Gemini, the twins, Castor and Pollux, or Hercules and Apollo, if you happen to be Roman. And he rises fairly early in the evening and passes almost overhead in North America. Your best bet, and crescent close to Spica in Virgo, and it won't be bright enough to drown out some of the fainter ones. Your best bet is to go out on the evening of the 13th, which is a Saturday, shortly after sunset, and then lay out your chase lounge, get your blankets, dress warm, get your favorite hot beverage, and look to the east, and you'll see the number of shooting stars increase as the radiant rises higher and higher, and the shower reaches its peak about 3 p.m., which would be 3 p.m. You can still get back to bed and get up. So don't miss it if you can. If you got clear skies, right now the skies over most of the eastern United States are pretty well socked in because of all that nasty weather that's headed our way. But hopefully on the 14th and the 13th we'll have some clear skies. Other than that, Duncan, I'll send it back to you. What's going on in your world there, brother?
RJN, this is KO4JKV. Well, nothing much. I did notice the sun activity was kind of active the past week, and then even on the bad days, I was able to make contacts, and then on Sunday, there was a worldwide CQDX contest, which is a CW. And that was good. I was it was very successful in that, won some DX contacts. So I lucked out. Maybe the sun was kind of chilling out at that time. And let's see. Oh, yeah. It's spinning around, and we have a chance to get some mild to moderate. I think you said 80 to 70%. And 30% of being higher than that. And I was wondering, for these events here, is there, what's the, how hot, bad does it have to be before it maybe, like, damages your gear?
This is KM4RJN. Well, it's a question of whether or not you can receive or send anything. I don't think it will necessarily damage your gears. The ratings go from R1, which is mild, up to R5, which means you ain't talking to nobody. You ain't talking to nobody, and you ain't hearing nobody, and that includes amateur radio operators, that includes airlines, that includes ships at sea, that includes everybody. It just screws up everything. I mean, you know, your garage door opener isn't going to work. You know, it messes with everything. I think it even gets into cell phone reception, but. R1 to R2 is, you get blackouts in the minute range, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatnot. R3 is, let me check here real quick. Let me pop this down, get my scale up here, and read you what it actually says. You can get this on my thing. R1 is minor, goes occasional loss of contact. R2 is limited blackout. Loss of radio contact for tens of minutes. R3 is strong. Loss of radio contact for hours on the sunlit side. R4 is severe radio contact for 1 to 2 hours. Navigation at sea, outages on low frequency navigation signals. R5 is extreme radio blackouts on the sunlit side of the Earth, lasting for a number of hours. No HF radio contact for mariners, en route aviators in that sector. Navigation, low frequency navigation signals used by maritime and general aviation systems, experiencing outages on the sunlit side for many hours. So that's the scale. There's no. Mention of, you know, damage to equipment, but if it gets strong enough on the geomagnetic storm side, then that can start screwing with things. But so far, those haven't hit much more than a G1 or a G2. But yeah, it just gets noisy. What can I say? Back to you, sir.
That makes sense. I didn't realize there was a difference between the actual geomagnet. That's what I was wondering, because I know that Carrington event way back in the 1800s, mid-1800s, was an extreme G5, and that's where you'd want to, I guess, maybe get Faraday coverings on your stuff. Do you think like Faraday protection would prevent from like an extreme G5 storm?
This is KN4RJN. That I do not know. It would make sense that it would, but I don't know that for sure. If you're interested in those scales, both on the geomagnetic and the radiation and the radio blackout stuff, those NOAA space weather scales are on my QRS page, or QRZ page, excuse me. Go there and scroll down, hit NOAA space weather scales, and you can read what each one of those level of storms and activity do, and familiarize yourself with those. But let me look at a G1. Yeah, a G5 power systems, widespread voltage control problems, protective system problems can occur. Some grid systems can experience complete collapse or blackouts on a G5 geomagnetic storm. Solar radiation storms, an S5, and they all do this 1 through 5. So you got G1 through G5 for geomagnetic, S1 through S5 for solar radiation, 1 for through R5 for radio blackouts. S5 solar radiation storm, biological unavoidable radiation hazard to astronauts on EVA. Passengers and crews in high-flying aircraft at high altitudes may be exposed to radiation risk. You know, satellite operations screws those up. Other systems, you know, does stuff to that. So go to my QRZ page, look at the NOAA Space Weather Scale or Space Weather Scales, and see what... See what a, you know, an S5 or an R5 will do to you, or a G5, and we don't get those, you know, very often. But when I say an R1, R2, that's mild, moderate. You're going to have some noise. You're going to lose contact for, you know, maybe tens of minutes. You know, it gets much more than that, and we're talking hours. And the higher it goes, the worse it gets, you know, type thing. Look at those scales, and you get a better understanding of what's going on there. Back to you, sir.
Some excellent information. That definitely cleared up a bunch. And I'll take a look at those scales. I'd like to get a little more familiar with what's going on here. But excellent. As always, John, anything else you have for us?
This is KN4RGN. Well, I get the distinct privilege on Wednesday of going into the hospital. They're going to, you know, biopsy my prostate. Always a fun time. And no, as far as I know, I don't have prostate cancer, but my doctor thinks my PSA is doing weird things, and he just doesn't want to miss anything, so he's going to do it again. So this is the second time I've gotten to do this. And that is such a fun experience. It's kind of like having your gum scraped, only it's on the other end. So it's like, be thinking of me there, brother. Back to you.
All right, well, I'll be thinking of you, but at least you're laughing it off. That's good. But, yeah, that's something I guess I get to look forward to here before you know it. But good luck on that, and I think you'll do just fine. So, well, thanks for that information. That was a really good one there. But and we'll hopefully talk to you next Monday. So we'll break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we're still looking for check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. J4RQZ Nathan. I'm in Greenville. And I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KJ4RTV. It's Nathan in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight. And you made number 50, so that's nice. We made 50 tonight. All right, let's check in with our Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call net control. Go ahead and open it up to the whole alphabet and Echolink. So anybody that has a device in their hand and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Juliet 4, Romeo, Quebec, Zulu.
I corrected there. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo, Quebec, Zulu. That's Nathan in Greenville. Let's see. That was Romeo, Quebec, Zulu, right?
What?
Thanks for checking in tonight, and you are number 50, like I mentioned before. All right, we'll open it up all the way to the alphabet and Echolink. Anybody, anywhere, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Bill, you guys got a comment I was hearing you and John talk about.
Go ahead and jump in here.
Heard John mention that about on the LF frequencies earlier. I would advise anybody who's serious about keeping up with the frequency ranges, get them a frequency chart. That LF range back in 1912 is the area of operation where the Titanic used to send out spark gap transmissions at. you got a lot of military submarine active in certain spots. There is, in the LF and VLF range, as well as on WWB. I don't know if you've explored that part of the HF spectrum or not, but at 18 minutes past the hour, they always tell kind of what John was talking about a while ago, the solar reports.
Yeah, he did mention frequency charts, and that breaks everything down. On John, on his QRZ page, he has a link to, I guess, the NOAA space weather space weather scales, and it breaks that down. So that's interesting information. And let's see, on the WWV, is that the that's where they give the signals out on like 5, 10, and 15? Is that you said 18 minutes after?
LZI, it's 5, 10, 15, and 20 kilohertz, and sometimes 25, but don't count on the 25 regularly. And the 2.5 we're talking about is just in the local area there of Colorado. But at 18 minutes past the hour, they always give that information that John was just talking about. But that when it comes to the frequency chart, like when he mentioned out about the LF spectrum, that frequency chart will go a long ways to explaining everything to you. It's in one part, and the amateur 160 is saying the MF part, and of course when you get to 75, 40, 20 meters, it's in the what they call, or called in the beginning, we still call HF as well, but they also call it the short wave spectrum. That's kind of partly why I'm here listening to you now. I was trying to hear something earlier on down on the HF and couldn't get it because of issues going on. Reason I come back and heard y'all talking about this. KI4LZI.
That's good that you got to check in. It's something that I'm interested in, and that's also good. I did not know that 18 minutes past the hour you can get those the current conditions read to you. So good information. Have anything else for us, Andy?
KI4LZI. Well, WWV has been on the air since 1920, and they've been always trying to shut it down, but they haven't yet. But the QST issue of May 2022 did a real good write-up on WWV. And I have out here, and I learned a lot of things I didn't know about it. But always at 18 after, that's when they do the solar report. KI4LZI.
That's true. And I do know they do have Morse code practices. They usually send it like 10, 12, 15, 20 words a minute, I guess, on Morse code. And I think they open up the ARRL manual and just kind of type right from the manual. So if you want to practice your copying, you can check into one of those WWV frequencies. Yep, good stuff, Andy. And anything else?
They don't do this anymore because it went internet, but way, way back, over 20 years ago when I got my license, at 8 minutes after the hour, they used to give what you would call sea weather reports for ships out at sea. They discontinued that, I guess, 10 or 12 years ago, but they used to do that at 8 minutes past the hour, they did. Prior to that, they don't do that now, but they used to, because, like I said, if you look at that article, look it up online, WWV has been down there since 1920, and it's always been part of shortwave HF spectrum, and they was in 2019 thinking about shutting it down, but they're going to shut it down, but it'll be over a period of time. didn't know about it. I just want to let you know about that. KI4LZ.
Some information there. And, I think it definitely, if they can afford to keep it up, keep it up. It's something that definitely helps. And, good direct to you tonight. So thanks again, Andy. And I got you checked in on the pre-net check-ins already. So 7-3 to you, and good to hear you. I haven't heard your voice in a while. So stay dry and warm this winter. All right, let's see. We're still taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet or on Echolink. If you can check in, call now.
Net control. Net control, please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince over Morris Plain, South Carolina. Thanks for always calling the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KM4AIT. That's Vince. And you're in South Carolina. I didn't get the town. What town you in tonight?
We in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Thanks a lot.
Got you there, Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Sounding good tonight, Vince. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call net control.
Four, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. Skin, Kilo, 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic and no comment this evening.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome K4LWE. That's Larry in Piedmont, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. That's all last call for check-ins, call KO4JKV. Did it again with a total of 51 check-ins. That's a very good turnout. So thanks for checking in tonight. Mark will be your net controller tomorrow. His call sign is KQ4WHN, and he always runs a good net, so we'd like you to check in with him. And we're here every night with a different net controller at 9 p.m., so we'd like it if you become regulars. Just mentioning again that tomorrow, two things are happening there in the upstate. You're going to have the 10-meter gathering tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., and that is a 28.445 frequency. And then also after that, you're going to have the 2-meter simplex net, and that's tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m., where you'll check in here on this repeater at 8:30, and just an informal check-in to see who's trying to get in touch with who, and then you're going to switch over to 46.520, and from 8:30 to 9 or until it goes, you guys are going to do some simplex, get some simplex action going on there. All right, it was good to be your net controller. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.
KO4JKV, KN4RJN.
KN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. Could you give me a phone call? I'll give you my number when you're ready to copy.
Copy.
This is KN4RJN. Please call 864-958-1636. Copy.
Yeah, I have 864-958-1636. Roger.
Roger that. Looking forward to your call. Out.
KN4RJN, KO4JKV clear.